Stand by now, Alex. One more study to discuss, and these findings appear to be good news for you and me, but could be bad news for some other people.
That's right, my fellow Alex. According to a report to be published next month in the journal Psychological Science, your initials in your name could be holding you back. Researchers found that students with names like Debbie or Danny were more likely to get D's in school.
You can't believe this is true, but they also found baseball players with names that start with K, remember that shorthand for striking out, these players actually do strike out more often than others.
In a similar study that came out a few years back, scientists found what they called a name-letter effect, which meant that our initials could have an effect on our life choices. So, for instance, those with names like Alex are more likely to live in an A place, like Atlanta, marry someone with a name that begins with A, and become an architect.
We're much more likely to adopt an aardvark.
Absolutely. What this new study shows is that we can like our names a little too much, though, that our initials can cause us to do negative things like strike out in a baseball game or earn bad grades.
We could not resist in this story calling NPR ACE investigative correspondent Daniel Zwerdling. That's Zwerdling with a Z. Danny, welcome back to Day to Day. And what do you make of this?
This is very, very funny because when I got this article from you guys, and I started reading about this research, and I came to the line that says, people make life choices based on names that resemble their own. Alex, I said, come on, give me a break. I mean, yeah, right, like these pointy-headed professors are going to tell me that I went into journalism because somebody whose name begins with a Z, and suddenly I went, oh, my God, Peter Zenger. Peter Zenger. Do you remember Peter Zenger?
Yes, this is one of the founding fathers of American journalism, and back in the Revolutionary War days.
Well, so here's what I remembered this morning. I started shrieking literally in my cubicle. My colleagues thought I was nuts. I mean, I can't believe it. Zenger, Zwerdling. Really, I'm floored. So thank you for calling. I owe everything to you, Alex.
No, but look, it's the part that's so kind of grim about this is. D, Danny, it begins with a D, and it means that you got crummy grades.
Did you look at my record? How do you know I got a D in physics?
In fact, I think you did much better in school than I ever did.
Oh, my word. So, but yeah. Then there was something else interesting in this research. It said that people pick mates based on their last names.
Yeah.
Okay, now that doesn't apply to me, I don't think. But my sister, whose name is Judy Zwerdling, right?
Yeah.
Like zebra. A friend of hers said, you know, I know somebody else whose name also begins with a Z, Shomer Zwelling. You guys ought to meet.
No.
They met, and they're married. So my sister's name is now Judy Zwerdling Zwelling.
We're not going to do any better than that. Danny, thank you.